love just to welcome everyone to tonight's Citizens Climate Lobby Training, a weekly webinar program of our organization that provides all CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and we want to thank you for joining us tonight on our topic of youth outreach and engagement. We're going to join CCL's Youth Action Team leaders for a training designed to assist chapters to build effective and vibrant youth teams across this larger country and world. And the focus tonight is going to be on National Youth Action Team efforts to support young people under the age of 18 to become active, engaged, and empowered in building political will for climate solutions. We also want to make sure to create welcoming places for young people and their adult allies to join us. We know youth face disproportionate impacts from climate change, and we believe that empowering them as future leaders is key to CCL's long-term strategy. So again, if people are interested, for those that are just tuning in, you can follow along with us. Let me briefly introduce our esteemed speakers tonight, and then I'll pass it to them. We have the wonderful Sharon Begatel. Sharon is a National Youth Action Team co-leader and mentor to two local youth teams in the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina. Sharon is also the Grass Tops team leader for her chapter and serves as co-state coordinator for Missouri. And she has been a teacher for a very long time, as indicated with this wonderful read photo on her bio. The wonderful Destiny Lloyd is also with us tonight. Destiny has been a volunteer with CCL for over 3 years, serving in various roles from Southeast Regional Fellow, Chapter Liaison to Legislative Fellow for the DC team. And she's currently serving as one of the co-leaders of the Youth Action Team. We're so grateful for you joining us as well, Destiny. And with them both is Jess Wilbur. Jess is a fourth-year student at Oberlin College. She helped to pioneer their current programs for students in higher education. She was among the first members of CCL's Campus Leaders Program, and she was hired as one of the organization's first regional fellows working to expand CCL's Higher Ed Action Team and directly overseeing its growth. I can personally attest to her amazingness as well, as she has been interned with the Volunteer Education and Engagement Department, as well as the Higher Education Outreach and International Outreach Trifecta. So thank you for joining us, Jess, as well. If we've done our job well tonight, I'm just going to highlight three learning goals that we're all walking away with. A chance to learn about the Youth Outreach and Engagement Guide and other sources of support for our youth. We're going to have the chance to understand youth teams and how they are the building blocks of the CCL youth movement. And we're going to have the chance to become more familiar with special aspects of working with minors. So with that, we look forward to our rousing training.
Thanks so much, Brett, and thanks so much to all of you for being here tonight. So we'd like for you to think of the Youth Action Team as a resource and a support. Youth are an ever-growing part of CCL, and I like to say that CCL offers youth a particular flavor of the climate movement. If CCL were an ice cream, what flavor do you think it would be? There are lots of youth climate organizations out there, and our flavor, if you will, has a strong appeal to those who are drawn to solutions and action through democratic processes and civic engagement. As CCLers, I'm sure you know all about that. Over the years, youth under 18 have been involved in CCL but in relatively small numbers. So it's been left up to chapters to kind of figure out how best to engage them. As more and more youth under 18 become involved, our National Youth Action Team has grown, and we're helping to create a vibrant and powerful interconnected youth network across the country. Our action team focuses on supporting youth under 18 to be active, engaged, and empowered in building political will for climate solutions. We have two main objectives. One is to provide a space for CCL youth to communicate and interact with other young people. And the second is to educate and support local chapters in providing opportunities for effective and empowering youth engagement. And we're doing the second one tonight. We've developed materials to provide some guidance and support for youth and their adult allies. One of those resources is the Youth Outreach and Engagement Guide for CCL chapters. And you can see the cover of that here with the link to it. And we're going to walk you through that tonight. But before we go into the guide, I wanted to share a brand new, a hot off the press resource. kind of hot off the press. It's been out for a few weeks. The CCL Youth Leader Action Toolkit. This is a companion to the Adult Focus Guide we'll be showing you. It was written specifically for youth who are stepping into leadership, and already we've gotten positive feedback on it from emerging youth leaders. And now I'll pass it over to Jess to begin walking you through our Adult Youth Outreach and Engagement Guide for Chapters. Jess?
Thanks, Sharon. So obviously, reaching out to youth in your area is a great first step in ensuring that you can create a youth action team within your chapter. So a good place to start is to ask members of your chapter to connect you with youth that they are frequently in contact with, such as their children, grandchildren, students, or young coworkers. Beyond those interactions, this section of our guide is meant to give you ideas for conducting outreach to youth in your community. So a primary place to reach out to youth are the schools in your area. Educators are often looking for ways to connect their students with real life experiences, and CCL provides a wealth of experiential learning opportunities. Educators are most likely to engage with an organization if they see the relationship directly benefiting their students. In talking with educators, it is important to highlight the connections to their curriculum, like science, civics, and economics being obvious ones, but there can also be connections with writing, public speaking, critical thinking, research skills, and many other areas of school curriculum. In addition, CCL provides opportunities for students to gain leadership experiences. There may even be opportunities to participate in activities where students can develop skills and build their background for possible college applications. In reaching out to educators, who will in turn reach out to youth, it is important to clearly highlight the educational value of your of potential involvement in CCL. Science teachers, particularly environmental science teachers, are perhaps the most likely to be the connection point with the school. You can offer to give a short talk on both climate change and, importantly, the solutions to the climate crisis. You can talk to environmental student clubs, as they can also provide a promising connection point. And you can find out who the faculty sponsor for that group is, cultivate a relationship, and then likely get introduced to the students who are eager to get involved in real-world environmental issues. Consider also reaching beyond the most obvious connections to reach a more diverse student population. Students who may not immediately connect with an environmental organization, but whose lives might just as likely be impacted by climate change and could benefit from CCL's empowerment approach to taking action. You might reach out to service clubs, debate teams, Model United Nations representatives, sports teams, and groups focused within the arts. Cast a wide net and you will likely yield a rich diversity of students, all with stories to tell and gifts to give to your team. In reaching out to educators, you can be of service and support to them. Educators might not be aware of the resources available to teach about climate solutions. We can provide reputable websites, academic journals, YouTube videos, movies, books, and more to encourage them to teach not just about climate change, but about solutions. Many high schools have requirements for volunteer service hours or service learning, and students are often looking out for meaningful service work to do. Your chapter can work with the school system to have CCL listed as one of the possible service organizations for which students can receive credit. Listserv.com is one of such services used by high schools. Once listed, your chapter can decide how it would like to award students credit. See the volunteer hours form that was created by the Silicon Valley CCL chapter and a service hours chart created by the Triangle Youth Team in North Carolina later on in the guide for examples on what this could look like. You can also encourage educators to provide rewards such as extra credit for getting involved in local climate initiatives or attending conferences. A good place to start is to have teachers connect their students with existing community outreach groups within the school, such as key clubs or community action committees. Highlight opportunities for engagement, resume building, and empowerment. Like their educators, students are less likely to engage with an organization if they do not see it benefiting them. Many of today's students have very busy schedules, with many of them having extracurriculars focused on ensuring that they set themselves up for a good college education and a future career. To grab their attention, you can outline the opportunities for which students can earn volunteer hours and gain leadership experiences to develop the essential skills that they need to build good resumes. When connecting with students you are looking to recruit, remind students of the immense political power that they hold as young people. Let them know that no matter how great or small they are, their participation can be incredibly valuable and meaningful. So going on to the next slide, I'm just going to highlight some of the different youth groups within your community that you can be reaching out to. So there are youth organizations of all types abound, and often they too are looking for real world service opportunities. So some of the ones that you can consider are the Boy Scouts of America. And taking a step back really quick, when you reach out to each of these groups, it's important to know what the mission statement of each of them are to be able to better connect with the organization's core values. I mean, we all know as part of CCL, that's part of the way that we build respectful relationships is connecting through core values. So I'm just going to quickly read the mission statements of each of these organizations so that you can get the wheels turning in your brain about how you may connect those organizations' core values to those of CCL. So for the Boy Scouts of America, their mission statement is that they prepare every eligible youth in America to become a responsible, participating citizen and leader who is guided by the Scout oath and law. For the Girl Scouts, it is Girl Scouting builds girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. For the Boys and Girls Club, the mission is enabling all young people, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, responsible citizens. And the mission of 4-H is to provide meaningful opportunities for all youth and adults to work together to create sustainable community change. Obviously, CCL's core values of integrity and optimism are shared with many of these organizations, and they're also shared with faith-based organizations within your communities. The most powerful ways that you can connect with young people from these groups is by speaking to the importance of good stewardship and the ways that climate advocacy is able to carry out the strong tenet of many faiths in your local churches and also the core values of these different youth groups.
We've met many young people who have learned about CCL through just an online search, and they're intrigued by the kind of action CCL offers, they tell us. And they join a chapter on their own without an accompanying adult or age peers. And so it can be daunting to be the only person under 20 amongst a group of adults, and often much older adults than that. So it might take a little bit of extra energy to successfully welcome a pioneer young person into your chapter. And here are some ideas we've collected to help you extend that extra warm welcome. First idea is to pair a youth with a non-parental adult. This adult can be a temporary pairing or a short-term relationship until the youth finds their place. Or sometimes this adult can become an ongoing mentor. And Destiny will talk more about mentoring in a little bit. And we'll also talk a little bit about legal considerations around that. Check in on interests, motivating factors, and skills as soon as possible. Since some youth join CCL specifically because of its action focus, it's important to find out what interests and skills they bring early on and to channel that into specific action. Timing is key here. So do this soon and get them going on a task or have them join an action-oriented team within your chapter. Find a good fit role. And that happens, you know, in any chapter with anybody who comes in. But for youth, sometimes we get caught in traps. So avoid getting caught in the young person equals social media trap. Or the notion that young people need to do outreach only to young people. These actually may be good roles for youth, but it's important to let them decide. We've met high schoolers who want to focus on writing letters to the editor, working on lobbying teams, or giving presentations to very broad audiences. It's important to check in on the young person's needs and limitations. In non-COVID times, transportation can be a factor in a young person's ability to participate in meetings or other events. So find out how they get around, and if need be, offer to carpool. Again, this is in non-COVID time, or assist with transportation in other ways. It's also helpful to find out about school schedules and extracurricular activities, even during COVID. Consider that some sports are seasonal, so a student's availability might fluctuate according to the time of the year. So too is college application season, which we're about to go right into. And it's an important and time-consuming event in the lives of high school seniors. And then there's final exam time. So students may actually be dormant from chapter activities for a while, but it doesn't mean that they've necessarily lost interest or dropped out. In integrating a youth member of your chapter, check in on what the best communication methods are. I've heard older CCLers say that young people don't use email, but you know, in my experience, that is not necessarily universal truth. So find out directly from your new member how best to communicate with them. Provide ongoing support and communication, because being welcoming is an ongoing process. It's very important to continue building the relationship with the young person who's becoming active and engaged in CCL so that their enthusiasm is sustained. Keep in supportive communication and check in on what might be an appropriate level of additional support. You don't want to hover too much, but you want to be there for them. Connect with the broader CCL community. Even with all the adult support, being the only school-age member of a chapter can feel a bit lonely without age peers. So it can be helpful for young people to know that they are part of a broad and ever-growing youth movement within CCL. You can connect them with us, the National Youth Action Team, through CCL Community, and our calls are specifically, our monthly calls are specifically designed to connect youth with other youth. And then finally, try to attract a core group of youth. Some youth may remain very happily the only young person among a chapter full of adults. I know many, many of them. But it's likely that attracting a small core group of young people will have a more welcoming feel to it. You can encourage adult members to invite a young person to a meeting, or encourage the youth member to bring a friend, or do active outreach to youth groups, as Jeff's talked about. It can be helpful to have your young member engaged in outreach to other youth, but remember that this needs to be a good fit role for them. They should feel encouraged by your efforts to engage other young people, but not burdened by the creation of a youth team if that's not where their interests lie. So let's talk more about how to develop a youth-inclusive structure. As we build a national youth network within CCL, youth teams are what we're calling the building blocks. It's really important for you to know that CCL does not have standalone youth chapters, but welcomes youth teams that are part of chapters. So in other words, the youth teams must be connected in some way to a local chapter. This is really important for some of the legalities. So here are some steps for creating an under 18 youth team. First is to designate an adult advisor. We'll go over this in the legality section too, but it's worth repeating that since youths are minors, CCL requires that youth teams have adult advisors or mentors, what leads, whatever you want to call them. They've got to have an adult. Ideally, this is someone who has experience with young people, and it's a great role for a retired teacher. And there is an art to being a youth team advisor. In the initial stages, you may need to be very involved, anchoring the group as it creates and establishes itself. It's important, though, that this advisor sense and gradually step back and allow the young members to step into leadership as the team develops and opportunities present themselves. Now, this may happen quickly, as the young members may be eager for leadership roles and can assume responsibilities, or it might take some time as students integrate CCL activities into their schedules and commitments. Either way, it can be a delicate dance to find just the right amount of support and encouragement that a group needs. And this balance can change over time. So it takes a willing and able adult to really tune in to what works best to support and encourage young people to find their voices in an ongoing way within your chapter. Developing a team structure is really helpful. it's helpful to work with the younger members to define that structure that works with that for them. You might identify ongoing roles such as team leader and team note taker and meeting convener, or you can create a more fluid structure with rotating tasks. Again, it's important to tune in to what the group brings and what it needs to establish itself. Establishing regular meeting times is really important. Early on, establish a time, and if meetings are held in person, an accessible place. Transportation can really be an issue for those who don't drive, so online meetings actually work really well, and so the teams I've been involved with have not suffered at all from this time of COVID in that sense. And it's important to create these regular meetings to create group cohesion and keep the team active, engaged, and accountable to each other. And then again, establishing communication methods, as I mentioned before. It's important to have an agreed upon method, find out what works for them, email, text, phone, or some Slack, some other messaging platform. They need to decide that. So, and be really explicit about how you communicate. And my philosophy is, when in doubt, be redundant in your communication, just to make sure everybody knows what's going on. Finally, founding youth team members may find it helpful to put their ideas in writing. And in the guide, we have links to the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina team's orientation document. And we also have a link to a slideshow that was put together by the youth outreach team in Bellevue, Washington. So defining the team's scope and focus, a youth team will need to figure out what its purpose or focus is. Other teams in a chapter, it's very clear, media does media, grasstops does grasstops, but youth can do it all potentially. Outreach to school communities and youth groups might be an obvious choice, but a youth team may want to engage in other levers of political will as well. So as the team forms, consider whether it wants to engage in one particular ongoing project as a whole or in successive smaller projects. For example, the whole team might want to work together to obtain endorsements from the local Board of Education, or they may prefer to focus on giving presentations at several different high schools. Be mindful that the scope of the projects undertaken are appropriate for the level of time, energy, and attention span of the team members. Even adults can lose interest in a project if it seems to drag on with no end or a win in sight. For younger children, it's helpful to plan a series of short-term doable projects that bring about specific outcomes that they can be proud of. It's important to get everyone up to speed on CCL specifically, on our focus and approach. With the youth climate movement growing by leaps and bounds, it's important to keep in mind how CCL connects to the bigger climate movement. It's also important to highlight that CCL offers a very specific legislative solution to the climate crisis, which may distinguish it, and often does, from other groups. Be sure that youth team members have opportunities to participate in a climate advocate training and become well-versed in both the Energy Innovation Act as well as CCL's approach to taking action. We've actually developed a youth-specific climate action training. And for those stepping into leadership, we strongly recommend the Climate Advocacy Methods Program hosted by Clara Fang and the higher ed team. And then it's time to take action. We recommend putting together an action plan so that the group is clear on what they're doing, how they're doing it, and who's doing what. So, taking action. This is why so many youth are drawn to CCL. This is what they tell us. There's such a variety of actions and so many skills to be learned. Of course, youth can work alongside adults in carrying out just about everything that adults do, and some youth may want to do that. It's important to consider as well the unique perspective they have as youth, and that collective youth voices hold a particular power and influence. A youth team is specially poised to leverage political will building in particular areas that adults cannot. Here on this slide and the next are some ideas for youth-specific action. It's listed by levers, but it's got the youth flavor to it. In the guide and the youth toolkit, these actions are linked to various resources to support youth in carrying them out. And guess what? The majority of those links are to CCU trainings. As you look these over, consider how powerful it is to hear that a well-crafted letter to the editor has been written, say, by a 16-year-old. Or consider how a member of Congress might just listen a little more closely when a group of well-informed high school students are present in a lobby meeting. Youth voices have incredible power. So let's move on to growing and sustaining your group. It's sort of an art in and of itself. Action will likely help attract more young people to the team, and we recommend you continue to connect with schools, clubs, and other youth groups to keep new energy coming into the group. You might designate a time when each team member is tasked with bringing a friend to the next meeting. Sustaining the effort is equally important. How many groups do you know, even adult groups, that start with a burst and then fizzle? As you undoubtedly know, the work of CCL volunteers can be really exciting and it can be slow going. So sustaining the effort over the ups and downs can be challenging for less seasoned climate advocates. So here's some suggestions for maintaining and sustaining a vibrant youth team. Keep the element of empowerment present. Take time periodically to reflect on what the youth are learning. Not in school terms, but they know when they're learning, how they're benefiting from their experience with CCL, and how they can apply these skills and experiences to their own lives. We suggest talking with the team directly about burnout. The passion and intensity of activism work has its ebbs and flows, as we all know, and it takes self-awareness to pace oneself for the long haul. And we've just put out a document about balance and burnout. Keep it fun. Whenever possible, interweave social opportunities, games, challenges, music, or whatever fun is appropriate to the age group of your team. And finally, look ahead to the team to keep the team going. Delightfully and unfortunately, high school seniors graduate and move on. So keep an eye out for younger students who might be ready to step into CCL youth leadership. And speaking of that, I'm gonna turn it over now to Destiny to tell you more about mentoring.
Yes, thank you, Sharon. It's so great to be with everyone tonight. So let's talk about mentoring. So if you already have youth in your chapter, or when you begin to gain a little bit more youth engagement within your chapter, it'll be very important to provide guidance to students, but also allow them to learn and grow in their own ways. So if you are engaging with youth in your chapter, supervising them in their role or assisting with a youth team, in many ways, you're already serving as a mentor for them. We've included in this guide a helpful overview of mentoring relationships and tips on how to be the best supportive mentor possible to the young people joining your chapter. So as a supervisor or a mentor, your key role is to provide guidance and support to help achieve your young members' CCL or chapter-related goals and to enhance their personal or professional development. So some of the roles you might take on or some best practices you might consider are serving as a coach or advisor by giving them advice and guidance, sharing ideas with them, and providing feedback. You might also serve as a source of encouragement and support, acting as a sounding board for ideas and concerns about school, CCL responsibilities, and providing insights into other possibilities and opportunities. You can also serve as a resource person, so identifying resources to help the mentee enhance personal and professional growth. Other ways that you can serve as a mentor are being their champion, serving as an advocate for that young person in your chapter whenever the opportunity presents itself. It's also important too to, as in a mentoring relationship that's collaborative and reciprocal, sometimes you have to play the devil's advocate. And when appropriate, you can play that role to help the student or the young person think through important decisions and strategies. All right. So the role of the mentee or the young person in your chapter. So we've also included some tips and advice for the youth involved in CCL as they think through how they can make the most of their experiences within CCL. And as an active CCL volunteer, they can take an active role in maintaining communication with their supervisor or their mentor. And again, because this is a collaborative and reciprocal relationship, give the opportunity for those young people to drive that mentoring relationship. Allow them to identify knowledge, skills, and goals that they want to achieve. And they can also provide feedback for you. Give them an opportunity to help develop and plan. Work with them to be able to set goals and set timeframes that work for both you and your chapter and their goals. They can also serve as a resource partner by seeking out new knowledge, new resources, new avenues that maybe your chapter hasn't thought of previously. And again, what's beautiful about mentoring relationships is that you are learning just as much from them as they are learning from you. Becoming a young CCL volunteer and a leader in a climate action group brings many benefits and provides valuable experience beyond skills that a student might just add to their resume. So CCL chapters should be able to include a list of student benefits when reaching out to schools, teachers, and other student organizations. This is only a small sample of the benefits that CCL can provide for young people. You may or they may even discover more. So we've mentioned before, but this could be a great opportunity for students not only take climate action, but to earn community service hours for their school or other clubs that they participate in. They can also receive free or discounted registration to CCL's conferences. They can gain experience that they can put on a college application, resume, or LinkedIn profile. They have the opportunity to build a network with both older professionals and other youth climate activists and peers. They can gain climate advocacy experience while working on climate resolutions and policy at the local, state, and national level. Potentially, they can also receive a recommendation letter for internships, scholarships, jobs, or college applications. And finally, they can gain insight into what it's like to work for an environmental nonprofit and gain and create lifelong friendships and access to mentors. So as Sharon mentioned already, there are some unique challenges to youth when they're joining a CCL chapter. And besides transportation, it's just thinking about funding. So we know money can be a barrier to young people looking to become involved in climate activism or advocacy and can often discourage them from participating. In your chapter, consider raising funds that help break financial barriers to climate action opportunities that youth may not otherwise be able to partake in. The Youth Outreach and Engagement Guide shares some of those platforms and tactics for raising funds to help younger people participate in CCL.
So obviously, as we've explained throughout this presentation, the youth that we're talking about engaging are under the age of 18. Because of this, they're considered legal minors. And simply because of that, it's important to think about the legal liability that comes with their age. So we believe that chapter members and youth team leaders will use cautious common sense when working with minors, but here are some things that are really important to consider as you start creating your youth action teams. All youth may join and access CCL community the same as adults, but youth do not need a permission slip when they are participating in a CCL activity with their parent or legal guardian. When they do need a permission slip is when the parent or legal guardian is not present. So it's up to that parent or guardian to decide in consultation with the group leader when it is appropriate to include their youth within your chapter's activities. Requirements vary for minors who are not accompanied by their parent, but as I said, depending on their age and the type of activity, you should consider looking into permission slips and getting formal written agreements with the parents or legal guardian of the youth that you're involved with. It's especially important to follow CCL privacy policies regarding all contact information, including minors' personally identifiable information. You should limit the sharing of contact information to only the people who need it for specific purposes. So think the adult mentor running your youth action team. Volunteers in leadership positions should only have access to the personally identifiable information for both the adults and the minors that you'll be working with deemed necessary to perform their role. For example, it's necessary to know a person's name, email address, and phone number so that we are able to contact them in support of our work, but it's not necessary to know their home address. Youth are welcome to participate in CCL chapter meetings and public events organized by CCL as appropriate to their age level. This includes both virtual and in-person activities. Youth who are 16 and 17 typically don't need a permission slip to participate in activities within their local community. This is the same rule that applies to high schools as well. Minors under the age of 16, though, who are not accompanied by a parent or legal guardian should be emailed a signed permission slip, or sorry, should email a signed permission slip to membership at citizensclimatelobby.org or the group leader of your chapter or the organizer of the event that the students will be attending. So the permission can be granted to cover a period of time up to a year or an even shorter time, depending on what the permission slip that you're providing stipulates. So all minors, including everyone under the age of 18, are welcome to attend with their parent, legal guardian, or chaperone to participate in regional and national conferences that CCL hosts. All minors must supply a signed permission slip indicating with whom they will be attending the conference. The parent, legal guardian, or chaperone attending with the minor must also be registered for the conference. Minors participating in our DC lobby day specifically must have a designated chaperone with them throughout the lobby day. And then this continues to be our current practice, which is incorporated into conference registration. So you may have seen this in previous registration for conferences before. If transportation in a private vehicle is provided to minors of all ages, there need to be at least two adults present within the vehicle. This is to ensure that there are witnesses in case any miscommunication or misunderstanding could occur that might create a situation in which there's some not so good contact with young people. Middle schools and high schools can offer many opportunities for engaging with youth, either as an ongoing school club or for particular events and activities, as I explained in my initial section on conducting youth outreach. But CCL volunteers should learn and comply with all school policies when working with these school-based groups. And although we don't offer youth chapters, CCL chapters can establish a youth team or subgroup as part of their chapters, as Sharon and Destiny have explained at length. There must be two adults present at all times during in-person meetings or activities, similar to the transportation stipulation that I already talked about. Whether virtual or in person, all minors under the age of 16 must supply a permission slip from their parent or legal guardian, emailed to membership at citizensclimatelobby.org, and the committee leader or activity organizer. Minors who are 16 or 17 years old, again, do not necessarily need a permission slip to participate in CCL youth teams or activities. As I said, this is the same for most high schools as well. So I know that that's a lot of very specific information. And again, you can read through it in the toolkit at length.
Let us just do a quick review for those that are online. If you are curious after tonight where you can find out more information, I know that we've generously had Sharon and Destiny make their own contact information available. So you're more than welcome to contact either Sharon or Destiny or post in the forums any of your questions they might have. I know Jess is always happy to field questions and I can steer you towards anything as well, but all of those are in the chat as well. And I'll just make sure to just speak for everyone on the line. Thank you so much for all of the wisdom and the time that you put into preparing and creating a structure for us all to benefit from. We learned so much tonight, Sharon, Destiny, and Jess. Thank you for being here and doing such a wonderful job really walking us through how to empower young adults in each of our chapters. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more.
Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.